For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I encourage you to make sure that WRFG feels your support with your financial contribution made at WRFG.org or with your Cash App, WRFG893. Or they receive your money order or check at 1083 Austin Avenue, Atlanta, 30307. No matter what your circumstances or situations are, if you are the Inner Circle, then I know that you realize how rich you truly are with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. And you know how the laws work, that what you give is going to come back to you multiplied. You also know that we who are volunteers here are not financially compensated for being here, but WRFG is not free, and so I am duty-bound as a volunteer to urge you, encourage you, to realize that you can afford to give for that which you are consistently receiving. We are so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And coming to that place and space where we remember consistently how blessed we truly are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, it matters how you walk. When you see people walking down the streets and whatnot, and they're walking with their heads bent down on the ground, you say, well, they must be looking for some money or something. You know, but some people are looking up and they got a pep and they step and they got a glide and they stride. And I'm just saying is that we are having to realize how your attitude of gratitude and your thanksgiving open up everything for you. And I am consistently remind you that we are immersed in nothing but the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of life itself. And you'll never have anything greater. There's no amount of money that you can be given that is greater and has greater value than the beat of your heart and the breath that you take. And so when we realize that there's one real eye that is truly seeing through every eye, that we respect it, that we reference it, we appreciate it, we realize that we are always seen and our intentions proceed from us and have their imprint upon the intelligence of existence in which we're moving. And so in this now moment, with there being so much chaos, that the global humanity is in a state of emergency and crisis, that we each have the opportunity to come to this point and place and center within ourselves, that we are truly appreciative, truly grateful for the blessedness in our being. And that we realize that we have transcended, transformed, transmuted so much to our greater good that there has been some deliverance and some salvation that we each can celebrate, because we're not where we used to be. We're not where we were on that path of adulteration. We're having the opportunity to really remember how divine life is, and that as these points of it, to be human is to be divine. To be is divinity personified. And our collective conscientiousness and collective conscience matters when we realize that we cannot assault other ones and then be unscathed by it. That the governments are not really realizing that you cannot be at war against other ones and then not have tragic dates with fate within yourself, your family, your lineages and whatnot. I'm just saying is that the law is all there is and it operates perfectly. And nobody is beyond it. Nobody can break it. And so our now moment is pregnant with possibilities so that we can be decisive in reattuning and realigning and reconciling and harmonizing our lives with the laws that govern us. And many ones think that life is just a party. And we've been socialized to think that when we party, when we celebrate, we have to have these substances that undermine our life currency there. The alcohol is there. The carbonated beverages are there. The hot dogs, the hamburgers, the flesh of dead animals, and all of this stuff. And I'm saying, let's get to another level of celebrating life with life. Not celebrating life with death. Not celebrating our blessedness on with the flesh of dead animals. You understand, we cannot participate in the carnage and the Holocaust that is consistently manifesting in all of the carcasses that are being prepared at all of the grocery stores, all of the butcher shops, all of the freezers at all of the public and private school systems. We are in a now moment where we have to make the connection between what we are consuming and the amount of dis-ease and despair and violation that we're experiencing. And for those of us who came up and we kept hearing, salvation comes through the blood of Christ. And there are those who say, I've been saved by the blood of Jesus. And I'm saying, if anybody's blood was spilt all over you, you'd be traumatic. You'd be traumatized. You understand? This is not about bathing in the blood of anybody. It's about clearing and cleansing your own bloodstream from the violation that's been charged upon it, being fed like kids for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. We're in a now moment where I have to consistently speak to these issues because we are not hearing the issue spoken to. We're hearing the symptoms. We're hearing the warfare. We're hearing the disease. We're hearing the breast cancer. We're hearing the prostate cancer. We're hearing all of the dialysis. We're hearing all of the things that are coming as a result of the violation of the blood. But we're not looking at what is violating the blood, or that you have the right to be rightly aligned with the laws that govern you. But we never got any real support in respecting that there is law that governs us. And being under a system of oppression that has instituted lawlessness as its foundation, then understand that 200 and some years, 300 years is no amount of time in relationship to the eternity and the beginninglessness of existence itself that has always been there. You understand? And this is why I am exalting the reality that we are on a biospheric intergalactic spaceship called Earth that is 80% water spinning in eternity. And these bodies are our cosmically perfectly and divine space suits for this cosmic journeying. And as we've come into this realm of eternity from another realm through the sacred fluids of our mother's wombs, sparked by the sacred fluid of our fathers, it's time for us to remember the sacredness and the divinity of being. With each and every breath and every beat of our heart, know that you'll never have anything greater. And because life is the real gift, life is the real wealth, then in truth, nobody really is impoverished because everybody has life. But under a system of oppression, cellular oppression, not just legislative, not just disparity in economics and class and race and religion and all of that. I'm speaking to the cellular oppression that is happening as a result of us never being honored as living beings, as conscious immortals, never being respected, never being properly prepared to have any real success in living. Because we have been oppressed from the time that we came out our mother's womb. And these children are being given a series of poisonous inoculations, immunizations, shots, when none of them are needed. They do not oxygenate. They do not hydrate. They do not clear the baby from all of the mucus that she or he experienced in the mother's womb. They do not add anything to the baby other than toxicity. And so this is why I have been consistently speaking to the issues of our liberation because we as wombed men did not have to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be women. But we were miseducated and religiously indoctrinated so that we don't understand the power of womanhood. We don't understand the virtues of womanhood. We don't understand the high ethic and the character of what and how we should walk as women, as daughters and granddaughters and great-granddaughters and great-great-great-granddaughters and great-great-great-great-great-great-great-daughters, right? Who are destined by virtue of coming into the world with wombs filled with all of the eggs that we would ever have. That womanhood was destiny from the time that we came into the world as little baby girls. Not ladyhood, but womanhood. And destiny as women, as the perpetuator of lineages, was to become mothers, just like destiny as little boys, little baby boys becoming men, the progenitor of lineages. So I'm saying that upon the planet, for the 8 billion people that are either male or female or some combination, we are each here to exalt life. We are each here to be the progression of our lineages. We are each here to really participate fully in the gift of life, the blessedness of life. The gift, talent, skills, and abilities that we've inherited through our DNA, but under a DNA lockdown with meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and all of this stuff, then your DNA is on a lockdown so that you are not able to truly, fully liberate the gifts that you were given, your true inheritance, your heritage. And so through our cellular liberation, through liberating ourselves from all of the mucus that binds all of the chemicals, through liberating ourselves from all of the sludge and nourishing ourselves as a result of getting all of the mucus and the chemicals and the poisons and the behavior modifying chemicals that were disguised as shelf stabilizers and flavor enhancers and all of that, that have modified our behavior to the degree to which we have such a difficult time doing what's truly in our own best interest. What a cat does within her best interest and his best interest, the dog, the birds, the squirrels, the trees, the rats, everything else, even the amoeba, the fungi, everything exalts a full effort in its living. Why are you not? Because your behavior has been modified and we can get all of that out of the system. It's very difficult to have any real personal power or collective power over a system of oppression when you participate in your own cellular oppression. It is very difficult to have a winning case over those who are lawless, when you are also lawless. It is very difficult to speak truth and light when you have been steeped in belief systems and philosophies and speculation and false prophets. And I'm saying that as a result of what we're seeing with all of the chaos and the trepidation and the inhibition and the fear and all of the sickness, illness, and disease, it has sisters who are 40 years, and they're already having partial and whole hysterectomies because of all of the aborted fetuses and all of the pus and mucus of cows that they've consumed all of their lives. And so there's a direct connect between what we are consuming daily, what we have been consuming every day from the first day we took our first breath, and the amount of concentrated saturation, contraindication of life-robbing chemicals, antibiotics, hormones, tobacco residues, and all of these things that are creating so much waste and burden and taxation on your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your tonsils. All of your organs and glands are just covered in mucus that's binding those chemicals. And so I'm consistently addressing our cellular liberation. Because it's not about how many of us get out and march. It's not about our picketing any of the companies. It's about our caring to be able and accept initiation off the path of adulteration, off the path of sickness, illness, and disease, off the path of death. And the requisites for how to do that. See, we can talk about it, but then there's the actual practical application of what you do daily in recognizing and respecting that the body is truly cleansing daily. And as a result of that, then we will take an even greater effort in facilitating the body's internal cleansing, just like we bathe the outside, swab our ears, cleanse our nostrils, under our arms, between our toes, and every other part of the outer body. But you don't live outside the body. You're in the body. And that blood and that lymphatic system and your organs and your glands, everything needs to be cleansed. I'll be forward in just a bit. And so it matters how we stand. It matters how we live. And it matters that, as a people, abortion is the number one killer of us as a people. And it shouldn't be that way. But we have to be mindful of our relationships and what it is we are attracting to us. And we've never really been supported in understanding how to be in loving relationships, how to be in courtship. See, other people, other cultures know that children are an expected thing. That's how you literally ensure the progression of the lineages. But just having babies is not ensuring the progression of our lineages. And this is the issue. We're in a place as women and men where we should be in loving, supportive relationships. And even if we're making decisions that we're not quite ready to bring children forward, then we need to be man and woman enough to make a determination that we won't do the things that bring babies forward. Well, we will put forth things in motion so that we are knowing that we're risking pregnancy, and we don't care to risk if we're not ready. But that's like too much responsibility, right? Our ability to respond to what is needed in our now moment, to understand that the genocide is intended to phase our lineages out of existence. The genocide is intended to make sure that we and our children and grandchildren do not have the emotional, mental, and spiritual maturity to be in loving relationships where we are loving each other to life. We've all experienced the divisiveness that comes, the divorce that comes, the separation that comes. I had, in my experience in Little Five Points, you know, meeting young men who are my son's friends who witnessed their fathers killing their mothers. Or I had the experience of Sister Noni, who is, you know, one of the most dynamic and creative dancers, who made a decision. She said she picked her husband when she saw him drumming at the King Center, and she knew that that was her husband. And five children later and whatnot, he killed her and then killed himself and left the five children and a pregnant 16-year-old. And I'm just saying is that, and this is all lox and vegetarianism, and I'm just saying it's not enough. We have to be in a place and space where we aspire towards our right alignment with the forces of life and God directly. We have to be in a place and space where, on behalf of all of the orphan children, on behalf of all of those who are in the system of things, that we are walking a greater walk with more care, so that we are literally rejoicing in the blessedness of being and knowing that we are in the infinity of possibilities, and we are immersed in nothing but the fullness of abundance of absolute intelligence, absolute light, absolute wisdom. And we have access to becoming the vehicles and vessels of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. See, a lot of people, we don't want to have a commentary about right response and right action before the fact. You understand? How are we raising our children? The public school system is still poisoning so many children. These children are not getting anything that nourishes their brain, that cleanses their blood. And we want to be exalting as if, okay, well, America is the most powerful nation in the world and is creating and has more imprisoned people than every other country in the world, and has some of the sickest people and babies dying of cancer. And I'm just saying is that we've had it up to here with the madness. We do not have to participate, but you have to care to be in a place where you're willing to do differently within yourself, to stand on behalf of light, to be like the sun, bringing the warmth, bringing the nourishment. Our cells require oxygenation, hydration, mineralization that facilitates the alkalization that is the insurance of cellular repair and regeneration. And everything has to eliminate. Every order of being knows its food. It excretes its waste. It knows its kind. It perpetuates itself. And it has the sense to respond when it senses that its life is being threatened. And so in our now moment, we're having to really clear and cleanse. Clear from all of the anguish and the anger and the frustration and the trepidation and the fear and the doubt. Because you have to come to a point and place where you're trusting that which is beating your heart and breathing you. You're trusting that which is blazing the sun and has the earth spinning. You're not in any degree of insecurity or fear about the sun not shining, about the earth just spinning out of control throughout the cosmic. You're not even concerned about it. You understand? And with all of the earth changes and all of the things that are happening, you're still not caring to respond correctly and directly. And I'm saying, no, we can't. We have the leverage in this now moment because we can aspire towards absolute truth. The absolute truth that we are creating with our imaging, we're creating with our word, we're creating with our actions, we're creating with our emotions. If you walk around in the fear of something happening tragically, then you will create it. If you got always talking about, oh, well, you know, the world is this, the world is that, and, you know, it's just so scary, then you're gonna bring fear, something fearful into your life. If you're fearing, I'm just saying, let's really dwell in the absolute reality. The absolute reality of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Let's dwell in reality that everybody needs cleansing, and let's start the cleansing process. You understand? They say, oh, well, everybody has to eat, so they have all this food. But the food and the fuel are two different things. Fueling the body. It's like, you know, you fuel your car. You don't feed your car. You fuel your car. Right? You don't put canola oil where your motor oil goes in your vehicles. You're not going to put sugar in your gas tank. You're not going to put Kool-Aid where the transmission fluid goes just because it's the same color. You understand? You're not going to let the chicken, dead or alive, ride in your back seat or in your glove compartment indefinitely. You understand, but you have all this stuff trapped up in your body, like your body is not designed perfectly. And I'm saying, how is it that we've been socialized to respect the manufactured specifications as to how to have our physical vehicles operable getting the best mileage, doing the best oil, the best gasoline, the best gasoline treatment, the fuel injector treatments and all of that. But then you're going to fill your body up with all kinds of sludge from pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, dough, ramen noodles, spaghetti, pretzels, donuts, Krispy Kreme, all of this stuff. And I'm just saying it is literally clogging every fiber of your being up, clogging your lungs. Just like your pipes in your house get clogged up over time and you have to put the Drano down there or the stop here or something down there because your pipes begin to accumulate all of this sludge that narrows the amount of how fast the water drains because it's clogging. Same thing within the body. And when you are dealing with blockage and obstruction anywhere in the body, it's everywhere in the body. That's all the Alzheimer's is. That's all the Parkinson's is. Or what my grandmother used to call being senile. You got all this mucus and all this chemical from all them cigarettes, all that alcohol, all that tobacco and stuff. It's just sitting there. Can't move. Your blood is sluggish. You understand the gangrene sets in. You got to have your toes cut off. You got to have your feet cut off. Got to have your legs cut off. Got to have your arms amputated. All of that is because of the blockage and obstruction. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you again for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency. Thank you for your support and your diligence, and I pray that you are always finding more inspiration, motivation, and coming into greater degrees of realization, revelation, and clarity about who you are as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, why you are to self-master in the light of the truth of who you are as that point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and come to a point and place where we are able to do our daily due diligence and walk in the integrity of the all that is divine. Because we are already in divinity, we are immersed in the reality of eternity. It is not something that is coming, it is the actuality and the factuality of what is. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to realize the one eye that truly sees and to be harmonized with it, because it beats our hearts and it breathes us, and it is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody all at the same time. And our duty and responsibility in being on the planet is for the express purpose of self-mastering, self-actualizing, self-realizing, exalting a full life's urge, coming to a point and place where we care to forgive ourselves for past life traumas and dramas, and to come to a point where we're freeing ourselves from the karmic debts and coming to that place where we are bathed in the light of absolute and supreme presence and being purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated cellularly, so that we are in the process of our immortalization while we're on the planet. And when it comes time to leave, we're being birthed into the spiritual worlds as embryonic gods and goddesses. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really understand that the only right response under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide is to care. To respond correctly and directly by doing nothing to undermine ourselves, to exalt that full life's urge, to do everything we possibly can to be completely cleared and cleansed from the violations of violated beings charged upon our blood, the inebriants, the intoxicants, the artificial colors, artificial flavors, and all of that that has desecrated and defiled our bloodstream, our body temple, so that we are no longer walking in the integrity of our own authenticity, our divinity, nor are we properly oriented, educated, religiously trained to have an understanding and an understanding with that which allows us to stand absolutely and truly, so that we are cultivating our generational wealth and living consciously to glorify and honor the legacy of the lineages that we represent. And on behalf of all of those who have come before us, on behalf of all of those who struggled, on behalf of all of those who sacrificed and were sacrificed, that we are not here to have the freedom to do any goddamn thing we want to do to
our own detriment. We don't have the right to be wrong or the free will to be in a place where we are seeking our own demise. Our duty, obligation, and responsibility as intelligences is to be supremely intelligent, and that is to honor the gift that each of us has been given with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with every step that we make on behalf of every hand that has cultivated us, lifted us, loved us, and forgiving all of those who trespassed and were a detriment to us. We're in a now moment to understand that nobody gets away with anything and everybody gets exactly what they deserve, that which they've asked for, that which they have been applying themselves to, because there is absolute law that governs existence itself. And when we are under the auspices of those who have taken responsibility to miseducate us, misalign us, to fill us with fear and dread and have us in a place where we have access to that which undermines us at the cellular level, and we're miseducated to feel entitled to be participating with our own cellular oppression, then we have to come to a point and place where we understand that that is not government. That you cannot have the government of men who have not applied themselves to the absolute laws, and we have any accountability or responsibility to them. We do not. Our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to the intelligence of our being. Our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to really understand the oneness of humanity and humankind, and even those who have not accepted their divinity, those of us who will, then are able to become more influential, allowing ourselves to have gone through the process of purification for the purpose of consecrating our body temple so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned in their temples to the glory of that which we refer to as God. But there are no gods that will do for us what we are not willing to do for ourselves. There are no ones within the spirit worlds who are trying to make sure that we are doing what is ours to do if we're not trying to see that we're doing what is ours to do. And so taking responsibility to be able to respond to what is needed in any now moment is the foundation of wisdom. Caring to honor the divinity of existence and understand that all of existence is divine. And that the evil comes as a result of the disregard, disrespect, the misuse, and the abuse of intelligence, of the resources, of the matters, of all of that that we have access to, the misuse, the abuse, the waste, is what we can call evil. Otherwise, there is nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence, and the use of it towards the greater good is always going to be called good. And are coming to a point and place where we are willing to anchor the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, the love of absolute and supreme intelligence within the very fiber and fabric of our being, so that everywhere that we are brilliant with it, we are radiating it. It is going forth from us and impacting and infusing itself upon the fabric of existence, and we are able to create heaven on earth as a result of already being in the realm of eternity, respecting the reality of dwelling in the present of that which we refer to as God, dwelling by virtue of that presence that we refer to as God, coming to a point and place where we understand that godliness, righteousness, is about the right use of the gifts that we've been given, from the breath to the beat of our heart, to the functioning of every atom and every cell of our being, to the right use of all of the minerals and the resources and all of that that we have as land and as matter and material. We are here to lay the foundation for the triumph of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as our absolute reality upon the planet, because we are here to do this work. And for those of us who feel as though it's too much of a burden to be corrected, it's too much of a burden to cleanse, it's too much of a burden to forgive and to facilitate harmony and wholeness within yourself so that you are able to facilitate the harmony and wholeness within your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and those that you have brought children forward into the world with. We have to realize that under a global initiative of divisiveness, the intention is to make sure that we do not love ourselves. The intention is to make sure that we feel sinful, that we feel dirty, that we are adulterated, that we feel entitled to be on the path of death. And whatever pleasure that those ones who would perpetuate these lies get, they will have a tragic date with fate also. And to realize our opportunity to be triumphant in this now moment, to be in a place and space where not only do we have the opportunity to see the coming of the Lord, to really understand the fulfillment of the law, we have the opportunity to participate with it and to facilitate it, to be vehicles and vessels of it. As each one of us comes to that point of realization, of care, of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be rightly oriented in life, to be rightly oriented as light, to be rightly oriented in love, to be in a place and space where we are no longer dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death, but we are loving being in the light of salvation and liberation by just acknowledging the divinity of our being and honoring that divinity within every fiber of our being so that we are not a detriment to ourselves. And when we do nothing to undermine ourselves, then those forces of sickness, illness, disease, and the perpetuators and the legislators of all of that foolishness, they cannot triumph over you. These people have sold us in so much confusion that we do not have the faith in that which we refer to as God. That's why you continue to go to the doctors. Every time you get sick, you go on to the doctors. You understand? You don't have the faith that you could really clear and cleanse and heal yourself, so you'd rather just medicate and self-medicate. All of the ones that's doing the cannabis oil and doing the medical marijuana and whatnot, you're not about the healing, the cleansing. You just want to self-medicate. And so there's a power that we never get when we do not get to the root of what the issue is in terms of our reclaiming the truth of our own divinity and the right that we have to be righted and corrected after being led and fed and educated and religiously trained by those who were wrong. And regardless of what robes they wear, whether it's the judges and their robes, or the professors and at graduation and their robes, or the preachers and their robes, or whoever, the issue is that your body temple is the place where you truly worship and commune with that entity, that energy, that essence, that spirit of divinity that we refer to as God. To disregard and disrespect the order of intelligence that is charged upon every fiber of our being means that there's no way that you can be fully happy or fully prosperous when you desecrate your body temple. You see all of these ones driving all these nice new cars. They have so many cars just sitting on lots that you really don't have to have any money to get one. But being in a place and space where we realize that people are taking better care of their cars than they do their children. Better care of their physical automobiles than their spiritual body temple, which is the vehicle for our spirit in this realm and this domain that we call Earth Residency. And those who feel as though you have to die from something, I'm the one to tell you, let it not be stupidity. That you would prefer to be wrong. You would prefer to be out of alignment with the truth of existence. You would prefer to be in a place where you're defiling yourself, where you are co-conspirating with your own demise, where you don't care to honor and glorify the lineages that you represent, that you would rather indulge yourself in every lust and passion and sensuality that you are beset with, than consciously care to man and woman up to accept the divinity of your being as God and Goddess unfolding. It requires discipline. And discipline is the foundation of discipleship. And discipleship is the requisite for how we are restored in the light of the truth of who we are as the children of that entity that we refer to as God, but that is ours to reclaim our God and Goddesshood by caring to be disciplined, caring to be disciples of light and love and wisdom and truth, caring to be forgiving and releasing and letting go of all of the resentments, the pain, the anguish, the memories of our adulteration, our intrepidations and all of that. We have the responsibility in this now moment to let go of all of that which no longer serves our greater growth. And coming to a point and place where you are willing to really cultivate the divinity of your own being, to know that you are unique and special, gifted with your own talent, skills, and abilities, that we each represent lineages that have been issued from the mind of the intelligence of existence that has been imbued with its own gifts, its own talents, that which we are responsible for bringing to the earth and giving unto our generations in our now moment. And those of us who are coming into maturity, or those of us who should be coming into maturity, if you are 45, 50 years old and you still are feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, Aspartame, Splenda, white sugar, and all of this stuff, then know that the cancer is already there. You don't need to wait to be diagnosed. Understand that those are the things that create the cancer, which is why we see and have so many people around us who have it. And to be under the auspices of a government that okays all of that, that lays foundation for it. Understand that we are a people who have the right to be destroyed as a result of no longer aligning themselves with the responsibility of exalting life. When you feel entitled to be the perpetuators and the legislators of death and have pushed death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education and a path of prosperity, and you are all right with dying, then understand that that life is going to end in a tragic date with fate. There is no way in hell within the earth or upon the earth that you can truly stand as a conscious immortal when you love being in defilement. And so it's necessary for us to want to be cleansed, to care to be whole, to be healed, to be renewed, to be rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are able to be a glory unto God itself as these points of its own very presence. There is no greater prosperity that we can earn other than really cultivating and standing in the integrity of the wealth of ourselves. And there's so many ones who want to complain and call these other ones guilty and offensive. You want to condemn and judge the lesbians and the homosexuals and all of these other ones, but you all are feeding off the flesh of carcasses like your mother was a buzzard or a vulture. That is the root of all the evil. And because we were educated to think that it's good, and the more sauce and the more seasoning, the better it is. Really? Y'all want to believe that? They got y'all eating pig rump and pig's tails and pig's lips and the spinal cords and all of these things, of these scraps of these animals and these hot dogs and hamburgers, and feeding it to your children, and we're not crying out about the epidemic of cancer amongst these children. How can we be respected as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, if we will not take responsibility for cultivating our children in life and honoring the intelligence of our being? And so wherever you are, wherever you work, whoever signs your paycheck, you understand, Kraft Food, Nabisco, Coca-Cola, Burger King, Chick-fil-A, all of these ones, people work for them. People work for the government. You understand, people work for Monsanto's, work for Cargill, work for all of these ones. I'm just saying is that the people themselves have to come to a point where we realize that our purpose in being is to be purposed as the hands of God. To allow our hearts to be the altars in these body temples so that we are able to truly be in alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be functioning while we are on the earth under the auspices of our souls. And so it matters how we stand and that we care to not be a part of the problem, but to truly have the clarity of truth and love and courage to bring the solutions and the answers. For the intelligence of existence has gifted itself to absolutely every one of us. And being vivid in our own self-expression and self-representation as these points of it is the work that we each have to do. And so where there are so many ones who are now exalting the benefits of a plant-based diet, where we have so many ones who are talking about becoming vegan and strict vegetarians and vegetarians and whatnot, understand that as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, the only way to really optimally function is to cleanse from the decades of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of these things. And that our orientation from our identity is not based upon what we eat. Our orientation of our identity as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence mandates that we eat that which is intelligence. As water-based beings eating water-based foods that are highly nutritional, nutrient-dense, high in fiber, water-based, so that we are able to extract the light of intelligence from that which we're consuming, and we can't get it from that which is dead. And for all of those who feel as though their blood type demands that they eat the flesh of a dead animal, then understand that that thought came from somebody who must have been eating the flesh of a dead animal, not to have the kind of clarity to understand that the intelligence of existence is that intelligent, that it would not have mandated that we not kill and then going to put us in a place where any group of people has to kill in order to be healthy. Well, gosh, sister, I never thought about it that way. Just saying, y'all just don't know. These people put it in a book, and because it's in a book, you believe it. You got to be able to think. But you can't think when your body is full of garbage. That's the whole point. So we go through all of this education, eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of gum filled with pork and beans and this and that and the other, and able to get master's degrees and PhDs, and don't know how to eat. But we want to be respected as intelligent people. And we want our theories and our theses and our books that we come up with, because we had to have a prerequisite for something that got us out through school. But you didn't pay thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars for a miseducation, when all you had to do was have a wholehearted desire for absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And we could have outfought all of the institutions already. And then if you're going to go, and we give thanks for all of those who go to college and come to a point where you can create the electronics that allow us to communicate all over the world. We want to appreciate all of the gifts and the talents, but I'm just saying is that when you have a commitment to wholeness, when you have a commitment to the divinity of existence, then the intelligence that you're using will not backfire on you like the microwave and the guns and the atomic bombs and all of the stuff that we have created from intelligence to create more detriment upon the planet and in the world. But as we each are getting clearer and cleaner and more committed to being completely cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that we indeed are, then our individual as well as our collective efforts will be much more powerful and create a much greater impact and effect on the world than all of the devastation that has already taken place. But it is imperative that we do have an understanding and an understanding that where you have a global populace that is not attuned to the purposes, the inherent purpose in existence, and that they are not seeking to be harmonized within the intelligence of their own being, and that they are co-conspirating with the murder, the slaughter of all of these creatures, and then feeding off of their carcasses, their eggs, their progeny, and inundating their body temples and their bloodstreams with inebriants and intoxicants and all manners of drugs and pharmaceuticals, and process this and process that, then understand we are dealing with a people who will soon meet a tragic date with fate and death. It is our time to separate ourselves through the cellular liberation that needs to happen as a result of the cellular oppression that has been in full effect. The intelligence of existence and the spirit of the living God and Goddess is much greater than anything that man can create. But in order for us to truly anchor the love of that is the light of our salvation and deliverance within every fiber of our being, we have to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified. And that work is a work that we have to facilitate daily, just like we brush our teeth and we bathe the outside of our bodies. We have to be about the inner clearing, cleansing, purification for the emotional, mental, and spiritual cleansing and edification that allows us to be completely realigned and restored in the truth and the light of who it is we truly are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There is no greater prosperity, and there is no greater identity, and there is no greater leverage that we can get than absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. We're in a now moment of eternity where we're being called to rise. The time is now. You're attuned to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.